10 great travel destinations you can fly to for less this summer by Megan Leonhardt. It's rare that travelers find New York City to be a bargain, but this month, visitors to the Big Apple may spend an estimated 21% less on airfares, according to flight tracking app Hopper. While airfares are likely to drop across the board as summer progresses, Hopper predicts this month is a particularly good time to purchase round-trip tickets to a few select cities, like Minneapolis, Orlando, and, yes, New York. There are also some finds among international destinations, such as Japan and Costa Rica. Hopper looked at every origin and destination in the United States and internationally to calculate the best savings for the cost of round-trip airfare, comparing short-term price drops with what travelers would reasonably expect to pay for a plane ticket. Hopper says it predicts future flight prices with 95% accuracy. And the top U.S. cities are, number one, Minneapolis, current price $231, expected savings 23%. Number two, Baltimore, current price $222, expected savings 22%. Number three, Dallas, current price $229, expected savings 21%. New York City, current price $284, expected savings 21%. And number five, Orlando, current price $185, expected savings 21%. And the top five international destinations, number one, Guadalajara, Mexico, current price $218, expected savings 35%. Number two, Tokyo, current price $600, expected savings 35%. Number three, Montreal, current price $327, expected savings 30%. Number four, Liberia, Costa Rica, current price $561, expected savings 29%. And number five, St. Martin Island, current price $496, expected savings 29%. Now, if you're able to wait, airfare prices are set to fall even further through the rest of the summer after peaking this month, Hopper reports. The average cost of a round-trip domestic flight will hit a high of $258 in June before bottoming out in October at $223, the site reports. Several factors are generating the expected lower fares, including fuel costs and fleet capacity. Hopper reports jet fuel prices dropped about 11% in May and is now at $1.34 per gallon. Meanwhile, U.S. airlines are expected to increase their capacity 2% in June, while international budget carriers are set to boost their capacity by a whopping 61%.